In this bulletin, New South Wales Police boost resources to tackle anti-Semitic attacks. Warnings of life-threatening floods as 1,000 millimetres of rain is set to hit parts of Queensland. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur secures a Davis Cup win for Australia against Sweden. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. New South Wales Police have doubled Strike Force Pearl's resources to combat rising anti-Semitic crimes in Sydney. Commissioner Karen Webb announced the expansion following multiple arson and graffiti incidents targeting Jewish communities. Overnight, 40 additional investigators have been deployed, and the number of patrols around schools and places of worship increased. Commissioner Webb says an arrest was made overnight following the deployment.
There was an arrest of a 37-year-old male yesterday in the Eastern Beaches area. Police identified that person who was carrying implements soon after the event. He's been charged. He's now before the court. So we continue our proactivity. We have changed our posture to reflect the concerns in the community, particularly as school starts back, that we're increasing patrols around schools, particularly as kids come and go from school, to assure the community we're there to support them and manage their concerns.
Torrential rain continues to hammer northern Queensland, causing major floods, road closures and multiple rescues. Since Friday morning, widespread rainfall of 150 millimetres to 250 millimetres has been recorded, with some areas of Townsville receiving up to 350 millimetres. A low-pressure system off Cairns is unlikely to become a cyclone, but has already dumped up to 700 millimetres over the past week. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned a 550-kilometre stretch from Bowen to Cairns will see even more heavy rain in coming days. Senior meteorologist Dean Naramore says thunderstorms could bring isolated downpours of up to 100 millimetres an hour, creating a risk of flash flooding. Flood warnings remain in place across the region. And while the cyclone threat has eased, another system in the Coral Sea near Vanuatu could develop into a cyclone from Sunday. The US Federal Aviation Administration has indefinitely restricted helicopter flights near Washington's Reagan National Airport following a fatal collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk, which killed 67 people. An FAA official says most helicopters are now barred from parts of two routes near the airport, with exceptions only for police and medical aircraft operating between the airport and nearby bridges. Chief of the Washington, D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services, John Donnelly, provides this update on the recovery effort.
We have recovered 41 sets of remains, and 28 of those victims have been positively identified. And as of 6 a.m. this morning, next of kin notifications have been made to 18 families. The salvage crews have begun to arrive on the scene, and they're assessing the work that's going to be needed to recover the aircraft from the water. We expect those operations to begin no later than tomorrow afternoon. Yes, we expect to recover all of the bodies.
The U.S. Army has released the names of two of the three soldiers killed in Wednesday's crash, Staff Sergeant Ryan Austin O'Hara, 28, and Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Lloyd Eaves, 39. The White House has confirmed U.S. President Donald Trump supports congressional efforts on transgender legislation. Mr. Trump has signed orders reversing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the military, reinstating troops dismissed for refusing COVID-19 vaccines, and restricting transgender service members. One order states that identifying as a gender different from birth does not meet military standards. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says the directive mandates federal recognition of only two biological sexes.
The official policy of the federal government that there are only two sexes, male and female, and we have directed all federal agencies to comply with that policy. As for congressional legislation to support the president's agenda in this space, and certainly ending the mutilation of young children, the chemical castration of young children, which is a barbaric practice that the vast majority of Americans do not support for young minor children. Certainly the president would support Congress's efforts, as he has already made that very clear this week.
The directive also mandates the placing of transgender women in men's prisons and ends funding for gender-affirming medical care for inmates. To sport now, and Alex de Minaur has given Australia an early lead in a Davis Cup qualifying tie against Sweden in Stockholm. The world number 8, playing for the first time since his Australian Open quarterfinal loss to Jannik Sinner, overcame a strong start from Mikael Emer to win 7-5, 6-1. De Minaur's 16th Davis Cup singles victory secured the opening match in the best-of-five tie, providing a crucial boost for Leighton Hewitt's injury-hit squad and quieting the home crowd at Stockholm's Royal Tennis Hall. De Minaur spoke after the match, saying he's very happy to get the win for Australia and put a point on the board. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.